Texte numéro 75. Should you spy on your kids? In the middle of a long bicycle ride several weeks ago, I pulled over for a rest and took out my iPhone to send a text message to my wife. I had a feeling she might be watching me. If you're checking my location, I'm not dead, I wrote to her. I'm getting coffee on Mercer Island. As it happens, she was not keeping tags on where I was, but she could have, and has in the past, because I have allowed her to do so using the location tracking capability in my phone. Whenever she's curious, she can see me represented as an orange dot on a digital map on her phone. An unmoving dot could be a cyclist husband who got a flat tire, grabbed a beer with a friend, or was hit by a car, hence the reassuring text. Now and again, I too check my wife's location, so I know when she leaves work and can time dinner for her arrival. She and I have both tracked the whereabouts of our 13-year-old daughter, using her phone to reassure ourselves that she was on her way home from school or a trip to the store. When did you start working for the National Security Agency? I've asked myself in jest. Most Americans don't like the idea of their government spying on their internet activities, and a lot of them have misgivings about companies tracking their online habits for commercial purposes. But when they are presented with the tools and opportunity to play big brother with others in their family, it's tough for some to resist. I'm not just talking about family members who register on the creepy stalker side of the spectrum, although there are certainly jealous spouses and overbearing parents out there who surveil their partners and children with an unhealthy vigilance. Digital monitoring, from tracking those whom loved ones communicate with, to snooping on their social media accounts, to checking their locations, is becoming common even among people who view themselves as mindful of the boundaries with their children and partners. Is there such a thing as responsible spying on loved ones? The answer depends on whom you ask. Strong believers in privacy reject the premise of the question outright, while others believe it is possible if consent, trust, and respect are involved. It comes down to power dynamics, said a researcher at Data and Society, a non-profit research organization. You can imagine a scenario where, in a family, it's an unhealthy dynamic. One danger of new technologies is that many parents will be tempted to overuse them. A parent who constantly micromanages a teenager's life risks stifling the independence needed to develop into an adult. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2016.